Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson, and I've gotten a lot of questions from you guys about nutrition and our health. And so I thought to combine it all in this pod in answer to some of those questions. And I want to start by saying, nutrition is a missing link when it comes to addressing what the majority of Americans are struggling with today in terms of chronic disease caused by inflammation. In fact, it affects 6 out of 10 Americans today. And I know people want to get healthy, and I know they want to feel great. I also know they don't know where to start. And living in an age of social media and social comparisons and diet wars and age shaming while we're living longer and products made from the very roots of propaganda, it is confusing. It's hard to know where to start. Let's just start with low fat, right? And then there's high fat, ketogenics, paleo, vegan, raw, macrobiotic food, right? Intermittent fasting. That's just to name a few, just a few of these diets. And there are so many more of them, and they're all pitted against each other, fighting for your almighty dollar and leaving us behind, bewildered and flustered and feeling like failures with empty pockets. And it's because what's missing in all of it is the fundamental understanding of nutritious food. That it's also oftentimes quite convenient and contains powerful compounds that can prevent and even reverse your markers toward disease and actually support your system. I want to talk about where all that starts and ends, and that is with our gut health. And there's a lot to talk about. You've heard me talk about it. And of course, we're already being marketed for it and people are confused. So to answer the question, why is gut health important and what is leaky gut actually? I want to start by saying that the gut is a central organ to the system that is the body. I mean, digestive health, it's biblical, right? It's been written. And it was Socrates who said, disease starts and ends in the gut, right? We've known it. We knew it then, and we know it now. We've known it for a long time that it's a crucial part of our foundational health. And our gut microbiome is important to keep in check. The gut microbiome is made up of good and bad bacteria growing in our gut. We call our gut flora. The microbiome is a membrane that's responsible for opening and closing, letting good compounds in and good nutrients in and keeping the bad guys out. And so when the microbiome breaks down due to factors like processed foods, we can be left with what's known as leaky gut, which is when our food shows up in places in the body that it shouldn't. And these bacteria grow in areas of the body they shouldn't grow in, like in your small intestine, for example. That's supposed to be sterile, right? So what you do is with leaky gut, you're now changing how the food is processed, you're changing where it is processed, and you're changing the body's ability to actually absorb the nutrients in the food. With leaky gut, all of a sudden your body starts to see proteins that have not been completely processed down to the peptide level that the body's accustomed to. And so our bodies, they start making antibodies against commonly eaten foods. What I'm saying is that when bugs that shouldn't be in the large intestine, that should be rather in the large intestine, go way up into the small intestine for various reasons, like leaky gut, it causes a real imbalance in there. The breakdown in the barrier causes the leak. And then all these foreign proteins and bacteria components are out and about, and the immune system starts to respond. And that's when you get systemic inflammation, which is why you get the added brain fog and muscle aches and fatigue and joint pain, all these things, right? Skin rashes, whatever. They're connected in the gut. We have all these biological networks, right? Simulation, which is the gut. Defense and repair, the immune system. Energy, our mitochondria, how we make energy. Detoxification, our transport system, our circulation, right? Our communication systems, our hormones, our transmitters, our structural system. All of these are influenced by lifestyle, by our diet, our exercise, our thoughts. Yeah, our thoughts, our feelings, our relationships, our sleep. All of these things, all the intrinsic relationships, and then they're also influenced by external factors, toxins and allergens, bad bugs and viruses, which we all know about too well, stress, poor diet, all these factors, they change the expression of our genes. So what we have basically are inputs that are the problem, and they are lifestyle causing disturbances in our systems. And with what we know about the microbiome, it's pretty cool. It's that these bacteria actually train our immune systems to think because they're very closely related to the immune system. 80% of our immune systems are housed in our guts. And the good bugs in your flora, they do the work to arm your system to identify foreign material. It's able to tell the immune system what to be worried about and what not to be worried about. And when we alter that gut immunity, we can create inflammation and then other issues because the body is based on systems. And so switching up the thinking of how everything connects together, how our biology works as an integrated systems model, is a fairly new way of thinking. And it's called functional medicine. And it's used to help us biohack our health or biohack against disease, or simply to create optimal body function, because you just can't rely on our current system of Western medicine to help us here, because that system alone, right? Traditional medicine focuses on symptoms, not causes. It's linear, right? So everyone with a migraine gets treated the same. It focuses on curing, not prevention. And when we're focused on the symptoms, and not the system, right? When we're focused on the organs and not the organism, we're focused on the problem or the disease, but not why you have it. And so I want to talk to you about shifting your thinking, right? From a diet food approach to a food as medicine approach, and about how to seize the choice and eat in a way that heals us, heals our communities and the planet. And it's not that hard. It's a diet that includes a lot of great stuff, right? It includes whole foods, good, healthy fats. It's low in refined carbohydrates. It's low in sugar. And it includes loads and loads of colorful, disease-fighting phytochemicals, our fruits and veggies. But I know we're burdened. It sounds easy, but we're burdened with processed food choices. We are financially constrained in communities, and we're victims of a food industry that is intentionally adding addictive ingredients into our food, which it has absolute control over. What we have to be most concerned about is the huge amount of salt going into processed and refined foods. And when we look at the salt, we really quickly realize that sugar is the next huge, powerful ingredient, and then fat, sometimes as much as 50%. Right? So it's the golden trifecta that the processed food industry relies upon to make its products really cheap, really convenient, and irresistible by sending those reward signals to the brain, right? Let's not forget about the GMOs either, right? It's food engineering at its best, working to drive the addictive behaviors, the wanting, and the desire for these foods. Just know that. And to just know that, you're already empowered. And now more than ever, it's critical for our population to use food as medicine to boost our health and reduce the overall burden on our healthcare system, right? It's already buckling under COVID-19. And then you lay on top of it, the chronic diseases being treated in 6 out of 10 Americans linked directly to inflammation that I've been discussing here today. So they say the science of health, that's the future of medicine. The science of health is the future of medicine. And there's basically a missing opportunity. And it's for all of us. That opportunity is what everybody sort of already intuitively knows, which is that what we put in our body can affect our body. And I'm here to tell you that the whole concept of fixing ourselves with food as medicine, as an approach, it's not a new concept. In fact, it's a very old one. I started with reminding you that it's in the Bible, right? And our gut health. And if you go into other cultures, whether you're in Europe or Asia, or you go and look at indigenous peoples from all around the world, or just zone into the blue zones, right? I've had Dan Buettner on my show. All of these people looked at food as part of their health, and they viewed food as a precious substance. They didn't just need it to survive. They were eating it because they were doing something good for themselves. They kept that kind of scorecard, and we've lost that. But as the research behind it is resurfacing, and in a new way that I actually think we can all get behind, which is not just about the food, not about good food, bad food. It's about how does our body respond to the food? And so remember, it's a real struggle for folks to change lifestyle. That's hard work, to change your lifestyle, you know, what you're used to doing. That can mean taking on real challenges, you know, changing your diet, taking supplements, making different food choices. That's change. But sustainable results and feeling better is what will keep you on track. So let's understand just some simple guidelines to create a delicious and sustainable way of eating that's good for your brain, good for your body, and it's good for the planet too. So we all win. All right. So I just want to name drop a variety of foods and food categories just right here that are beneficial in so many ways. But specifically, I want you to know that these choices can truly stack the odds in your favor against inflammation and disease caused by inflammation. And it starts with, you guessed it, lots of fresh vegetables, all kinds, from leafy to cruciferous, both raw and cooked, to fruit and lots of berries, fresh or frozen, to a range of healthy fats and proteins, from plants like olive oil and walnuts and avocados. Take in herbs and spices like garlic, ginger, turmeric, cinnamon, right? And gobble down lots and lots of mushrooms, because fungi is fantastic for us. Try some Asian varieties. They're a lot of fun. And choose whole cracked grains, such as brown rice, steel-cut oats, quinoa. And turn a focus to legumes. They include things like lentils and chickpeas, black beans or black-eyed peas. And look to nuts and seeds like flaxseed and almonds. For animal proteins, choices like wild-caught fish options, like Alaskan salmon or black cod. Herring and sardines are great choices. And only free-range, antibiotic-free, and grass-fed meats on occasion. Drink more water. Try white, green, or herbal teas as supportive hydrators. And raid your own refrigerator. Remember, the hardest part is changing the lifestyle. So just start by reading your labels and get rid of the junk, those long ingredient lists with killers in them, like high fructose corn syrup included. Just take it one step at a time. Start by cleaning your refrigerator. Just choose well-being to optimize your life and support aging young, right? I want you to seize the opportunity and choose to think differently about your own bio-individuality and the phenomenon of treating everyone with a migraine differently. Understand your own root causes. You know what you know, your own heritage and history. And if you don't know anything about any of that, eating a largely plant-based diet full of leafy greens, whole cracked grains, fruits and legumes that's supplemented with wild fish, clean and lean animal proteins on occasion, and lots of water all the time is really the very best diet you can keep to support the idea of using food as medicine. So you can wrap that in a nutshell and eat of it, because there are endless delicacies and lots of fun things to try that make good eating good. I love you. Thanks for all your questions. And as always, all of your well wishes and encouragement. I love that you're listening. You are in my heart. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Download us at iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll be there. And follow along with me socially at I Am Heather T. Or for all things Heather Thompson, go to heatherthompson.com. And for all things nutritious, check out beyondfresh.com. We're here for you, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.